A lot of theaters still aren't open, but many more are than were, say, a couple of months ago. People still aren't necessarily coming out. What does this mean for the industry? Can it bounce back?
Well, I think the idea that movies are going to go away, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to become like the drive-in movie, something that's purely a specialized kind of activity. And some of this news, I guess, has been, I guess we can be a little cautiously optimistic. Tom and Jerry had an opening weekend this week at $14 million. Now, again, that would be nothing in the old days, but with only, less than half, 42% now, I think, of theaters open. That was a movie that had also played on HBO Max at the same time. I guess those numbers aren't as terrible as they might have been, and the numbers that we've been seeing for most of the last year. Raya, the dragon movie, opened at about, 8.6 million, but that included a big theater chain that didn't refuse to play it because it was also on Disney Plus. So we're going to have to wait and see till some of the variables go away. All the theaters opening, people not afraid to go to theaters anymore. However, streaming is going to change the relationship that we have to movie theaters, the relationship that theaters have to studios in significant ways. I myself, who love the idea of seeing a movie on a big screen in a dark room with other people, have also found it very convenient to watch all these movies when I want to in my house, and I think that's going to be hard for a lot of people to get away from.
And let's actually talk a little more in depth about that, about the difference of experience. On one hand, yes, it's extraordinarily convenient to be able to watch a brand new movie whenever you want to. On the other, can we ever replicate the feeling of being in a movie theater, in that dark room with other people, with that gargantuan screen, theoretically?
No, we can't. I mean, it is true that in many cineplexes, the movie screen is getting smaller and smaller compared to what it used to be in a big neighborhood theater. And in our own homes, screens are getting bigger and bigger and higher definition. But no, there's no equivalent to going out, going someplace else, and being with a crowd of other people, hearing live people's response in a screen that's, you know, this great big thing on the wall of a big building. But I think, so that's true. We can't replicate that. But there are a lot of people, I think, who are willing to pay that price. Maybe the best way to listen to a piece of music is with a massive stereo system that you can feel the bass in your chest. But people in less than a generation got used to the fact that the convenience, the library, all the things that came from having all your music and a tiny little thing you can put in your pocket and stick the earbuds in, they liked that better than that old way of listening to music. So we can't replicate it, but there are an awful lot of things that going to the theater can't do that, watching Minari at home in your own at your own convenience can.
You know, movies are also date nights, whether you're in a relationship or it's a first date or something like that. It's an event going out to movie theater. Could theaters and the studios sort of use that as part of their business model for getting people back into theaters, even while studios make films available on streaming platforms as well?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is, I always thought the one thing that would really save theaters was the idea of going on dates. And if you don't live in a big city that has all these other opportunities, there are a lot of places in this country where going out to dinner and going to a movie are some of the only things you can do with somebody. But we also have to look at larger sociological things. The whole idea of a date, two people going out together and holding hands and making out and all the rest of it, that in itself has changed considerably. I don't know when the last time I looked out my office window and saw two people holding hands on campus. That used to be a thing. It's becoming less of one. So even there, I think people are beginning to adjust. It used to be you had to go to a movie to get out of the prying eyes of your parents so that you could do things that you didn't want to do when they were around. Lots and lots of stuff have changed besides the relationship of movies to theater.